Are you ready? Sir, you ready?
Sir.
Yep. First item that I call to order this evening is a public hearing. We've had a request to vacate a certain public right-of-way portion of Florence Street on the, to the west of Indiana Safety, the next block over, area that was apparently platted at one point in time for a street way back when the horses were going up and down the streets or sometime, and it's never been built. So we've had a request from a neighboring property owner to vacate that. So we will have an ordinance introduced this evening about that, but first we need to have a public hearing to see if there is any objections or anyone to comment on that request. Is there any comments for or against that vacation? Seeing none, I will adjourn this public hearing then. Okay, next item, we have an oath of office to administer this evening. We have a new department head, and that's the head of our IT department. So I'd like to have Mike Folsom come forward and take the oath of office. This is Michael Folsom. Michael's been working with the city since December, I think, right?
Nope.
From January?
March.
Oh, not as long as I thought. Michael was working for Keller Schroeder, who's one of our consultants, and has been working as a contract employee through them. And we've now agreed to make him a full-time employee of the city. So if you would raise your right hand, please, Mike. Repeat after me. I'm Michael Folsom.
I'm Michael Folsom.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Indiana.
And the state of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Honestly.
Honestly.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties of IT director.
Discharge the duties of IT director.
Of the city of Washington.
Of the city of Washington.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Say that now, but they're like, I managed to enter passwords again. 15 characters more.
You want to start on that?
Yeah.
Okay, we have one of those copies.
Thank you.
If you want to introduce any of your guests that are here.
Oh,
that's how many of
my little girl right there, that's Aubrey. She's getting very shy right now. And that's my significant other of 17 years. We're not married yet. She still hasn't proposed to me. So.
Congratulations. Good luck with that.
Seems anticlimactic to say welcome to the city, but thanks for all you've been doing to help us get started. I want to thank Alan for his assistance in that whole project also. So. Okay, great. Okay, now, let's see. Now I think we're ready to call the regular meeting to order. I call to order the regular meeting of the Common Council of the City of Washington for September 9th, 2019. I would ask first for a moment of silence for our veterans and military personnel across the world. And also to keep in mind all those that have suffered through the hurricane, shipwrecks that we've had recently, all the disasters it seems like in the last couple of weeks. Thank you. Mr. President, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a roll call, please, Beth?
Captain Singleton.
Yeah.
Captain Brown.
Here.
Captain Guy Bottom.
Here.
Captain Hampton.
Here.
Warren Decker. Absent. Councilman. Councilman Dahl.
Here.
Okay, we have a majority for quorum purposes. First item of business is the minutes from the August 26th regular meeting. Are there any corrections to those? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve them as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Dahl.
Second.
Second by Councilman Sidebottom. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Within those minutes, there was also the excerpts from the minutes of the meeting regarding the Jamie Glick proposal, which I need to sign those separately and send those on to Jamie Glick. So by your motion approval, I will do that.
Okay. Great. Okay, claims were in your packet. Are there any questions on those? I didn't see my copy. Any questions on the claims? I would entertain a motion to refer them to the Board of Public Works for final disposition.
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Brown. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Dahl. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, next item of business, comments by members of the public. We do have a guest here that wants to speak about another request to vacate some public right-of-way. So, Ellen, if you would introduce yourself and your address and tell us about the property.
All right. My name is Alan Goodwin, and I'm representing Mylan Reynolds. And the property that I'm talking about is over on 12th Street. And basically is a vacate an alley situation. And basically what we're trying to do is do some improvements, and this would be a huge help in getting that done. So what I supplied to you is basically a description. And I even color coordinated this thing so it's a little easier to see what you're looking at. Second page, this has that the yellow is the property that we own, and the color coding there are the two alleyways that were actually allowed to be vacated. And one of them at the south side of it is 20 feet wide, and the other one on the east side is 20 feet wide. And right now, currently, the alley in about 3 inches off the vinyl siding of that back of the property. So there's some pictures. I went ahead and shot some pictures there. They're color coded so you know which alley you're looking at. That's currently what it looks like now on that first pink one there. You kind of see in the background there, there looks like a fence post. I put a towel over there to soak up a little bit more. That's where the 14-foot mark is from this picture right here. It's got the gates. And that's where the 14-foot comes out to where this is the other side of the alley. So this is not the first side of it. This would be the back side of the alley. My understanding is the way that the law works on this is if you've got a subdivision versus an independent neighbor beside you, the subdivision then gets all the way across the road to the other side of it, as long as there is substantial survey information when it was originally done, and that's what I try to supply you with. And I talked to Tim a little bit about this, but I realize that, you know, it's going to be looked at and that kind of thing.
Are there any utilities in either of those easements, water, sewer, or electric?
If you go to that second page, not that I know of, but the second page, the only thing that's down there is that telephone pole on the pavement thing, highlighted in that pink. That's a picture from the other opposite direction, just so you know kind of what's the factory there. There's a utility pole right there also. And basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to clean the property up. Pour some concrete pads, do some upgrades and things. It all started from just trying to change the roof. We need to cut some of these trees down so we don't have them hanging over the roof, and didn't want to do that until the trees are cut, put the new roof on, so as you can well understand, I didn't want those branches falling into those new asphalt shingles. So that's what started the whole thing, and so we're just here to ask, hey, if this is something that's never going to come to fruition, we would like to go ahead and vacate that property as shown. In the next pictures, I showed you the other alleyway. The neighbors have already kind of staked off where do they think their property line is. That's not true. It's 1 foot on that side. So where you see the telephone pole at, that's the property line, the actual property line. So if we would put an alley through there, that would be where we could run a porch out to that part. Not too far.
You mean a step?
A step. We didn't do it. And then there's just the reverse picture on the last page, just to give some idea, shooting back the other direction, what could be on the other side of there.
Is that a sewer going down through there? Or do you see a manhole in that one picture?
I don't know. I looked it up. I'm not familiar with it.
Looks like a manhole.
That looks like a manhole right there.
Yeah, sure does. Yeah.
Second to the last picture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these last two pictures are on the east side of the property?
Those last two pictures are on the east side of the property.
Okay. Yeah. And that's where the alley would be.
Yeah,
if there was one in there, between that fence and that light pole.
And those people on the other side, they're part of that subdivision, so in that case, not being a individual, it would be a split property, half and half. They're not an individual.
Yeah, it simply reverts back to the subdivision whenever the subdivision was planted, so...
And that happens to be in that same subdivision. It's that section right here. So if it's split, and you know, we might approach them if they go, hey, we don't want any more. You can buy it if you want. Then that's our problem. But at least it would be back out there vacated.
Be done. Sorry, wait a second. I said it looks like it needs to be done.
Well, the only thing, though, if we did approve it, would still be with the same easement, that if that is a sewer line or a water line, you have to go with that.
Yes.
So you would need to find out before you put concrete over it.
Well, and this is far enough out that we wouldn't put concrete over it.
Well, but it'd be for your benefit.
Yes.
So not you.
Good point.
And we have a power line right at the eave line. The power line runs right down the eave of the house.
Yes, on that one.
On the east side.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's an easement through there or something.
When we need an actual legal description of the area to be vacated again, like a survey description, I mean, it shows up on the plat, but.
Yeah. Yes, I will.
And at some point.
Okay.
Any other questions? No. Thank you.
There's no, the alleys aren't there, so there's nobody that's going to be inconvenienced by not having an alley there because it's not there now, right?
They'd have to cut trees to use it.
Yeah,
what's that?
They'd have to cut trees to use it.
Yeah, right.
Got a lot of work to do to open the alley.
Okay.
Yeah. You cleaned it up and vacated it, but I thought that probably was important.
Yeah, we need to get a survey and then within the survey find out what the easement is as well, so I can include that in the ordinance.
Okay.
And another public hearing like we did just a minute
ago. Yes.
Yeah.
Next meeting, or next couple meetings.
We're going to need a survey, so it's going to take time, it sounds like. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Alan.
So that's all we need to do on that tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, unless someone has an objection to...
Assume you're going to direct me to draft an ordinance once I have all the legal description to work with.
Do me a motion to that effect. I forgot how we did the last time.
You can, but you don't have to.
All right. Okay.
Unless there's somebody drastically opposed to it.
We'll proceed, and then it'll be a public hearing, just like we had tonight on this other one. Sure. Probably a couple of meetings from now until you get the survey done.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, anything else from the public to come up this evening before we get into the rest of our agenda? Yes, sir.
And now I got a big barn down there on a couple of my lots.
Yes.
And it's dry weather now, so there's nothing I can do or they can do while it was raining. So it's dry now, and they can get that figured out. The surveyor for this, I met him down there, and he said, yeah. He passed on to me the letter he sent you.
Right.
And it's a mess now. They filled everything up with trash and trees, and no ditches, no drainage.
Right. Yeah.
I've got a phone number the guy called. When it's real bad, he'll go down there and scratch around a little bit, but he never opened nothing up.
Right.
On the railways.
Yes.
Speaks for the guy running the railway.
Yeah.
Wherever they go by now.
Yeah, Mr. Barnett has looked at that, put together a plan on how to do that. It's just a matter of getting it on our work list to get it done, and
yeah,
it's on the list. We just haven't got to it yet, so.
The only thing, it starts raining next spring.
I know.
I'm going to have the same problem.
I know.
I'm paying taxes on that property, I think, for 45, 48 years, every year, one time. And I don't think I was done right by the people that took and filled all them ditches in. And the only one that affects me, it affects other people down there.
Yes.
Not as bad as maybe how they put fish in there, you know. Call it, I don't know, Boxtown Lake or something. You know.
So, how about Herb Parham Lake?
Yeah. Is this something that the railway filled in?
Yes and no.
Yes and no is the answer.
Yes, whatever. So, yes and no as in?
Well, Doug may know more about it.
Well, again, this is only what I was told. Rest car filled so much in, but they have dredged it. But on down the line, a railroad has blocked it. And according to Tim, you can't get a hold of anybody from that railroad to fix that. But again, he was given an action plan by Ed. Who would, so he can get a hold of them in the future, who's responsible for that? Because it wouldn't be Ed.
No, well, it'd be a stormwater. It's a stormwater issue.
So it would be.
We worked on it. Like, I've been, of course, they've changed management at Eagle Rail Car, but I have been in touch with them as they do that clearing back there. They also redefine that ditch line, but yeah, it does hit a block when it's off of their property. The next property, joint property over, is owned by Rogers Group and CSX, and so where their property line ends, there used to be a pond or a low area there. Now somebody has drained that. I'm not sure who the property owners are. There's four or five different property owners back there, but in behind where his property is at, and Eagle Rail Car, I've been back there with them. They will open up that ditch line, make it more refined once they get all their clearing done. They're taking all the trees and then reestablishing those rail lines back there in that back corner of the property adjoining behind his, but they have every intent of reopening that, actually making that ditch deeper than it is.
But would that help him if there is a blockage on down the... You don't know until they...
The problem I'm having is, as I go down and look at it, I went down there, Roger and Ed went down there when the grass was down lower, now it's so high that I cannot really see the drainage features of that properties. I know there's a lot of rutting in there, a lot of catch in there.
But that's just that rutting's just in one, looks like a drive area.
Mobilized area there, yeah.
They
need
to drain the place off.
Yeah, yeah. But there's, until rail car, they can get past them, but if that water backs up, which it will, up to rail car and into his property also, in a heavy rain event, there's not a lot we can do there, short of going all the way along CSX corridor there, and I don't think we're not going to have any legal right to do that. So there's some working out to do, like I say, and CSX is hard to deal with on any capacity. We called them last year on a drainage issue for one of our properties that we manage, and they just called us last week. And that was over a year ago. We called them to come visit with us, and we finally got them to show up last week.
So were there blockages? Is that in the city limits, or is that...
No, that's outside.
Of course it's not.
Yeah. Well, The back of the property actually goes outside this limits, but, you know, we're still, I'm still running the Eagle Rail Car.
No, I was just, but if CSX was blocking in the city limits, we could send them a letter to attend, but if they're not.
Well, this is outside the city limits where this particular, where we start getting bound up with lesser fall, less elevation, that the drainage doesn't move, nor don't move as fast. So that's part of the problem also, particularly in heavy rain events. Normal rain events, me and Roger did go down there after rain event, there was a discussion about whether there's a culvert crossing the road down there, and we still can't determine that.
If there are, it's not working, because it's holding on the other, when.
It comes under Vine Street.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, we want to see how well it works, yeah.
But even when his is dry, the other side is wet.
Yeah, Ed's.
The one right under my trailer.
Ed's plan is to put a culvert under Vine Street.
Right.
The trouble is, till you get it open down one line, that culvert is only gonna hurt Mr. Parman.
It's gonna fill him, that's why I said it was holding water. When his was dry, the other side of the street was still wet.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because the culvert to speak of, which me and Roger are not able to pinpoint, like I say, Roger and Ed went down there, I wasn't there that day, they went down there, but the problem is that culvert absolutely has filled in with debris, it's no longer an active culvert, so that's why they're intending to replace it.
Yeah, me and Ed went down there the day Herb was here last time, and, you know, like he said, the weeds were so high, he really couldn't see anything. But I have been down there, and I don't know how long it lasts, but I have been down there to see. It's, when he says it's flooded, he may, you know, my yard floods, but it's gone the next day.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's a drainage issue, but.
Would it help if we tried getting ahold of CSX again?
Yeah, well, I can call them, that's not a problem, to have them see if they come down and visit.
I mean, if that's the problem, it doesn't, we're not gonna do a lot of good doing work on his property if it's gonna just back up from the.
Both ways.
Yeah.
Right.
I can attempt to try to have a discussion with Isaiah, it just takes a long time for him to come out, so.
Okay.
Because actually, one manager is from about business 50, or 57 north, where the intersects railroad, one guy's in charge of that side, another guy's in charge of that side of Vincent. So it's a real nightmare to try to get the right person to get involved, but I'll attempt to make contact with them, see if I can't get them to.
When was the last time it was normal down there?
Well, it was actually worse before, in my opinion, worse before Eagle cleaned that out. It was actually, to my mind, worse, there's tires and campers back there, I think that's the first time I ever contacted them, because they had tires. There was a big pile of cars back there, there was a wetland there.
Been a long time.
Yeah, it was. So it has, that part's improved somewhat, but it's still a little.
Well, has it been made worse by CSX, is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know who's responsible down there, it's a little chunk of property that just, it's way back in behind where the old junkyard used to be, where, it's back, you go back that lane, which I'm glad to see somebody put a barrier across there so they can't drive back there anymore, because it's way back in the corner there, where that ditch goes right along the CSX rail line there, and it's been filled in.
That was a 50-foot road.
Well, I'm just saying, before you go pointing fingers, you better know who's pointing.
Yeah, we've done a lot of research back, like, then the biggest caveat, I don't understand, there used to be a wetland area back there, there used to be old water year-round.
Are you talking about east?
Somebody drained that out.
East of Herb?
West.
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 Used to be the swamp.
West.
That was filled in.
West.
We had fire issues back there with the.
Isn't that where they were burning, somebody was burning tires back there, chief?
Singles, too, yeah, they done the singles, but I think about that.
We know who's about to change. We got an idea, though.
They were having a dump back there for years, they filled it all up, after they got all the sand down there, and.
Well, we'll follow up and do what we can. There's no promise, we'll follow up, Scott will follow up and do what we can.
Well, my question is, if we do what we can, are these other entities still gonna foul it up again? I mean, even if we do what we do, we have no control over Rogers or CSX.
The original accusation was that Eagle filled it up. They have not, they've cleared it out, they've probably helped it more than they've hurt it. But then you got Rogers and you got CSX and.
I don't know.
You won't hear from CSX for 6 months.
Yeah, no.
At least we're here. Well, that's what I mean, but if we do something, is it just gonna happen again? We're gonna be right back here?
Probably.
Yes, okay, well, that's an honest answer.
But you'll retire. You'll be gone.
What I worry about the rest of you.
Okay, we'll do what we can on that. Anything else to come from the public this evening? Okay, we have no resolutions. We do have an ordinance, introduction of an ordinance. If I could, I would entertain a motion to read that ordinance, please. Motion by Councilman Chambers, a second by somebody over here. Councilman Singleton. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Tim?
Ordinance number 21-2019, an ordinance vacating a certain public way, namely a portion of Florence Street. Comes now to Common Council and finds it under IC 36-7-3-12. They have the responsibility and the power to vacate public ways. Wherefore, upon evidence of lack of use and minimal harm to the public and adjacent landowners, the council finds as follows: that the vacation of the street herein described would not hinder the growth or orderly development of the neighborhood in which the street is located, that the vacation would not make access to the lands of abutting landowners difficult or inconvenient, that vacation would not hinder the public's access to a church, school, or other public building or place, and the vacation would not hinder use of a public way by the neighborhood in which it is located or to which it is contiguous. The Common Council hereby ordains that the public way located within the city limits of Washington, Indiana, and with the legal description contained in Exhibit A, shall be vacated as a public way within the city of Washington, but that the city of Washington shall retain an easement, being a parallel strip 20 feet in width, the center line of which coincides with platted center line of Florence Street, and said easement shall run on and under said property for purposes of installing and or maintaining any public or private utilities as may be necessary. Whereas this ordinance shall be effective upon passage by the Common Council, City of Washington, Davies County, Indiana, passed and adopted by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana, this blank day of blank, 2019.
Okay. Any questions on that ordinance? Okay, that will be up for second reading and adoption at our next meeting. The last item of business is kind of information only. That's going to lay upon us here. We had a conference call with Ice Miller and Baker Tilly about some new SEC financial disclosure rules that we need to apprise you all of. Beth, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Always in the past, the Securities and Exchange Commission has had rules explaining the financial disclosures whenever we do bond issues. And they've always been, those annual recordings have always been done by Baker Tilly or Umbaugh, reported on a website called EMMA, at the Securities and Exchange Commission. And most recently, they have changed the rule to require that the issuer of municipal bonds that will be reoffered after February 27, 2019, file on EMMA when the entity or the issuer, which would be Alex, has entered into any material financial obligation after the issuance of those bonds. Anything that we do, we have to report within 10 days. Now, they didn't quite make clear what material financial obligation means. So they kind of let us know that we need to define that. So that was one of the reasons for our conference call. So after some discussion with the mayor, myself, and Baker Tilly, and I think the bond council on that call also, they've decided that anything $500,000 or more would be considered a material financial obligation. So basically, once we have issued these bonds, which we have since February 27th, we issued the highway 50 bonds, if we have any type of material obligation that we sign to, basically a bond, bank loan, lease, that is more than $500,000. We have to, we, the clerk treasurer's office, need to let Baker Tilly know, and the documentation, that they need to report it to SEC within 10 days after we sign the loan. And this is a new procedure that we have put in place. I will be signing a paper that says, yes, that's what we will do. And this is just to let you all know that what's going on, and that's why we're doing it, and that's how we require to do that.
Does that include contracts? Does that include contracts, like construction contracts?
No, we already report those on the, it's a financial obligation, so I guess once we start, if we borrow the money to do it. It's a bank loan, or, I mean, if we're going to pay that out of pocket or out of, you know, like regular expense, no, it's only if we go into debt, the way I am understanding that.
Well, I understand it too. So if you have a contract to do work and you're going to borrow the money to do it, you have to report it. If you want to pay it out of cash, we wouldn't report it. Have to report it.
The contracts, any contracts over $50,000, already upload those to Gateway as part of another disclosure. But this is with the SEC.
But we'll have the contracts for road work will be more than $500,000, so that's why.
Do you report those immediately, or are those at the end of the year? The contracts, like contracts, are those reported as soon as we sign them, right?
Right, if they're over $50,000, yes.
So those get reported to Gateway, but this is a whole other system. It's called PAMA, and I'm not even sure what it stands for. It's basically an online database for bondholders. So if somebody holds a bond of Washington, Indiana that we've issued, and we borrow $500,000 for a bunch of new police cars or something, they can go in there and find out that we have that obligation on top of the bond issue that we've.
But it doesn't have to be tied to the bond then?
No. Just any borrowing.
And it doesn't matter if it's a taxing side or utility side. If it's the city of Washington, the shank loan lease, whatever, see that amount, you need to let them know that.
It's federal or state? Is this federal or state?
It's
federal.
Federal.
Federal. So, just another obligation that basically the court treasurer's office has to take on and make sure. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, about all that often, so it's not like.
That limit is high enough that we would be able to lease equipment and everything without being.
Yeah. We go to buy or lease or borrow money to buy a backhoe or something, you don't have to report it. That's why the 500's up there, that it's high enough that it's material.
So this is new this year?
Yes, just started.
They've always reported our bonds and follow up our financial status after, because we do hold them. But
since they since they didn't really define material financial obligations.
Right.
That leaves it up to, I guess we're setting precedent for other cities and towns, huh?
I guess everybody has to, based on their financial position, their
it could vary.
I mean, if it was a town of Elmora, it'd probably be a whole lot lower.
Yes, okay.
At least until some court defines it for us.
Right. Yeah, until somebody sues somebody. Okay. Questions on that?
I'm glad she's keeping up on it.
Yes. Well, thanks to Baker Tilly. They're the ones that called us and explained it all to us.
If I have any questions, I will be in contact with you.
Yes. A few announcements. Do want to keep you apprised that last week, Tim and Brian and Aaron and I got together on the trash and garbage ordinance. I guess it's fair to say we probably raised more questions than we got answers, because you start digging into what should we do, or what do we want to do, or what can't we do. We got about halfway through the ordinance, so we're still working on it. We're also working on maybe making some changes on how we pick it up or something. Brian's working on a tipster vendor that we might have a presentation in the future sometime to the council here about. going to a tipster-based system rather than bags and trash cans. I don't know if there's anything else to say on that. I just wanted you to know we're still working on it.
Wonder what a tipster is.
Tipster would be kind of like what Republic does. Okay. If you're a Republic, yeah, those. And we would pick those up, pick them up, and dump them that way.
More automated.
Because then you get away from picking up bags and picking up loose trash and all that kind of thing. So, Brian, let's...
I talked to Charles, and he's going to put something together. And because of prior proper planning, our trucks we're getting will handle those toners, so we don't have to modify them.
Yeah, okay. So we're still working on it, just in case somebody says something or somebody comes to, we're working on it. It's just, it's not an easy...
Well, obviously the wording of the ordinance is going to be changed if we choose to go that direction. So just as well address it if it needs to be addressed.
There's several sample ordinances for that type of pickup.
Excellent.
So is that a city-issued thing then, or?
Yes.
Would they have to buy it?
Probably be city-issued.
Just like Republic.
We'd probably issue them one, and they would get that for the $15 a month. If they wanted a second one, then they'd pay another $15 or something. We'd issue them one per customer. Okay, just a few other things coming up. Car Cruise In and Show is this weekend. Hope you all plan on attending that. And then at the board meeting following this, we've had requests for a couple other events. Just put on your calendar one, two. Both of them are Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau events. The Wine and Brew Fest coming up the week of September, or the weekend of September 28th. And then the following week on October 5th is the second Stone Soup Family Block Party. I don't know if you, it was kind of a, last year was very cold and rainy when they had it and windy. So it's kind of a washout or cold out. So hopefully it'll be a lot better this year. And that's really all I have this evening. Mike, do you have anything else?
I have nothing.
Okay. Doug?
I have nothing.
Gary?
Just wanted to comment on the flashing arrow sign or flashing signs for the speed.
Oh yes,
they really work.
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, the ones on Van Treese right there by the library, it picks me up coming down the Dagon Hill. I said that's cool.
They've got some range. Yes.
Yeah, they do. It's got some good range.
We're moving them around on a regular basis.
How many did you say we got?
We got two now. We're wanting to buy two more after the first of the year, and we've been moving around. Right now, we moved them today. They're in the school zones today. So it reminds me of.
It makes a heck of a difference.
It does. I could get some. We had some really good comments on Facebook too. I like it.
Yeah. Neighbors are saying that they see people slamming on their brakes when they get close. So that's good. I guess they're doing their job.
I think it's wonderful.
No.
They hadn't been on half though.
Yeah.
David?
The only thing I had is, what's the status of the house on Meridian across from Gordon Wade?
Just got an email today that it's sold. A couple bought it, and were in there this weekend working on the inside, and they supposedly have told one of the neighbors they're going to put new siding on and re-gut it and put a new roof on, so... So Don and Brant are keeping an eye on it, make sure they don't make it worse. So, yes. Okay?
Nothing, Your Honor.
I'm good.
Tim?
I have nothing.
Beth?
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the order this evening? Now I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Sidebottom, the second by... Somebody. Councilman Dahl, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Board of Public Works in about 5 minutes. Sir.
Well, they did those, this is out my expertise. I know they did those teacher trucks have been sent. I don't think it went well. I think they had them for like a year, then they got rid of them. I might be wrong. I don't know. we got the next.
Well, the way they did in Vincennes, I don't know how long ago you're talking about, they did the stickers, and that's where they got in trouble, because people would put the sticker on one bag and they'd add three more.
That's probably what it was, the silver stickers.
What this would be is, we'd still be, we think, what we're thinking is, we'd still be the $15 a month. And whatever you put in that tipster, great. If you got stuff outside.